ensure that your back, neck and head in one line. The pranayama is for enhancing the energy in us. Prana shakti. Pranayama doesn't mean only holding the nostrils. The whole energy in the body is sustained through the prana. To raise my hands or blink or sneeze, yawn, it's all prana shakti. Edmund Hillary, he ascended Mount Everest. He was the first man to ascend. But when he was towards the end of his life, he was invited to for a speech on a podium. He could not climb the podium also. And the one who climbed the Mount Everest, he could not get onto the podium because the prana shakti, at that time he had a prana, and then there is no prana, no energy in the body left. Pranayama's the purpose of pranayama to enhance the energy. Your circulation should be good, digestion should be good. It's also prana shakti. Your women cannot conceive, it is also because of prana. Poor respiratory system because of the prana. Circulation, digestion, whatever, it's in the Upanishad it says entire world, universe is sustained on the prana. Prana, it's a prana, the meaning of pra, ana. Ana means bala, nakaro bala. It's a, you need a strength, not only the physical strength, special strength. The special ability in the body happens through the body. And when a person is living, that we recognize that person. When that person died, we won't say that Rajendra has died. So it has left. Something has left. Prana has left. The prana has gone. Rajendra is still there. That body is still there. That the prana has gone. Takes the soul to the appropriate destination. According to the karma, this prana, that energy, it takes the soul to the next destination. In the Bhagavatam also says, when the soul has gone, now it's because of the various, in the beginning I said, tamoguna, rajaguna and sattvaguna, various laziness, selfish motive, we can't see properly. When the soul has gone, it can see everything clearly. It can see the how it led the life. And it regrets. I should not have done that this way. It's full of repentance. I had an opportunity to blossom, to add value. But somehow I caught up thinking that this is the ultimate. For trivial things I caught up, I missed the boat again. And it laments a lot, that the soul laments a lot. I had an opportunity, but I thought something was important, I forgot the bigger picture. And it laments, it can see everything and it prays to the Lord. If I get one more chance, I won't miss the boat this time. Please give me one more chance. And it says, when it comes back again, it does again, does the same. And it requires immense commitment from the energy, that prana shakti, prana, that immense commitment from within. The self-determination, what is called self-determination. Right guide, right environment, we had to be born and brought up in a right environment. Right teacher. And commitment and the divine grace. When it happens, then only the soul can, one can move from the tamasic through the highly rajasic selfish motive and starts in the journey. It can see the higher things in life, and the mind is set on the higher goals in life, and inner blossoming can happen. This prana shakti, the pranayama, the breathing pranayama also, it says the how to conserve the energy, the prana shakti is enhanced by breathing slower, not to in a haste. Breathe slowly. When you start breathing slowly, mind calms down, mind relaxes. Like Manasa Sarovar, Manasa Sarovar, they say, it's there only in Tibet. It is says, this mind is mana, sarovara, mind is polluted. That the lake of this mind is polluted, and it's so many, it's mud has come out, I can't see properly. This mind, there is no manasa sarovara, mind is polluted. Breathe slowly, all it's a mud has to settle down, so that mind settles down, mind, the water settles, the dust, pollutant settles down, water becomes clearer. This manasa sarovar, that one can, when the mud settles down, swans of inspiration come and take delight in that mind. That many divine beings, divine inspiration can come in that manasa sarovara where the mud has settled down. Water has become crystal clear. We can see the bottom of that the lake, and the swans, the divine swans come and take perch on that lake, on that one. This manasa sarovara, this mind has to, that's a manasa sarovara has to happen here, and it is there outside, but still it is of no use for me if this manasa sarovara, it's agitated, disturbed. It has to be clear. When it happens clear, settles down, water becomes clear. Swans, divine swans, hamsa comes, takes perch on this one. One leads an illumined life. And the key behind that one, breathe slowly. Whenever you are agitated, disturbed, check on yourself, why I am breathing this, my breathing has become very jerky, why? Calm down, say it to yourself, mind settles down. Then the manasa sarovara here dawns, that we can have the manasa sarovara here. Left thumb and index finger together.